Bowman complains about censure because he took responsibility and claims only some of the video was released. By Ian Hanchett on December 7, 2023. On Thursday's broadcast of CNN Newsnight, Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, criticized Republicans for censuring him even though, after the fire alarm incident, I took full responsibility right away. And also claimed that only some of the video was released, not the entire video. Bowman said, "It's another example of how the Republican Party is not serious about governing. They have no ideas. They have no policies. They can't inspire the American people. So, they focused on censuring me, even though, after the fire alarm incident, I took full responsibility right away. The legal process is playing itself out, and if all things go well, the case will be completely dismissed in January. I have to pay a fine, so, once again, the party is focused on censures and culture wars and messaging and not focused on governing for the American people. So, it's unfortunate." Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, stated that Bowman ran past multiple Capitol Hill police officers after he pulled the alarm and didn't say anything to them, and the video evidence speaks for itself. "I don't need to get in your head. The video shows you threw the signs on the floor. You tried opening the door, it didn't open, you went and pulled the fire alarm. You ran by 7 Capitol Hill police officers. That is not a mistake. And it took you an hour, by the way, to get to the floor to go vote. So, don't say you were in a rush to go vote when you weren't." Bowman acknowledged he ran past multiple officers and stated, "Let's get to the more important issues, please." But, again, to this point, only some of the video was released, not the entire video. So, he's only speaking from a small percentage of what he saw. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.